Under This Weather, a Stray Kids podfic, written by Magazine Soap and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Seungmin is pouting from underneath his beach umbrella because he hates it here and has no idea why he came. But that's not true. He knows why he came. He came because Jisung asked him if he wanted to. If he's really honest, Seungmin is more so glowering at the world from beneath the shadow of its faded canvas stripes, because he's watching Jisung flirt around and put sunscreen on pretty people's backs like it's his main calling in life. Seungmin burns easily. Infuriatingly easily. He's already slathered to the point of ridiculousness. Felix had outright cackled while rubbing SPF 80 into the curves and crevices of his ears, has been calling him Iggy Seungmin all morning. And Seungmin let him, because it is a bit babyish to have skin this sensitive, not that he'd ever admit as much out loud. So now he has effectively exiled himself to the shade like some weak Victorian child plagued with chronic fainting spells. The kind that gets sent to the seaside purely to take in the restorative ocean air for his hospice before he inevitably falls victim to consumption. It's humiliating. And worse, it's boring. And even worse than that, the view from the umbrella currently includes Jisung's hands on someone else's shoulders, smiling like the sun put him on payroll. It must be some sort of karmic torture tailored specifically for Seungmin that Jisung is just so good at this sort of thing. Striking up conversation, the moment Felix knocks their ball out of bounds and straight onto someone else's blanket, Jisung swoops in with gentle apologies and big, heart-shaped smiles. Always, "Oh, it's our first time here too!" He just folds himself into new spaces like he was always meant to be there, even in the name of an awkward fumble. He's terribly charming in a way that is hardly intentional, which somehow makes it worse. And it makes sense that anyone would find him charming, especially here. Fuck if the beach doesn't suit him. His hair's softened and curled a little in the humidity, soft waves springing around his forehead and ears. Salt and sand cling to the sheen of sweat on his shoulders like glitter, and dreamlike haze sprinkled across his golden skin. The tank top he's wearing is practically useless. It barely covers anything, barely hides a thing. Every line of his body is on display, every tattoo usually tucked away, now offered up for anyone's eyes and compliments. Earlier, some girl had casually touched Jisung's chest, like it was the most normal thing in the world, then flipped her long, luscious hair over her shoulder to show off her own compass tattoo. Jisung's eyes had gone wide, curious. He fumbled for a moment, dipped into Korean. Does that... how do you call it? Location? Hurt? It was awful. Seungmin feels vaguely swaddled in his oversized t-shirt and shorts, in comparison. The sun is stronger here than what he's used to, flushes his cheeks like a fevered child, and leaves him feeling perpetually overheated and underdressed at the same time. He got a heat rash yesterday all down his back that he's sure is still there. Not a cute look. Certainly not a match for all the bronzed skin and bikini straps draped across thin shoulders, an endless stream of muscular legs all around them. Not a match for Jisung by any measure. And why does Jisung have to be so friendly anyway? He hardly knows this guy, the tall, gorgeous, dark-skinned man with the perfect teeth that Seungmin can see even from this distance, laughing at something Jisung has said. And yet there Jisung is. Accepting his SPF 50, a supremely lame SPF level by Seungmin's standards, rubbing it into his hands and, as he starts to smear it down the guy's back, laughing at something the off-duty model says. He's massaging the cream into his shoulders now. Jesus. Seungmin whips his head away from the scene. He can't watch this anymore. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. His chest is squeezing around something tight and stupid, and no one is within range to kick sand at, so his restlessness has nowhere to go but straight out toward the horizon. No one around but himself to blame. The air is so heavy and humid, it feels rather like being breathed on by an enormous fat dog. Seungmin flips through a magazine he doesn't read and decides he hates the beach, hates the unrelentingly oppressive heat. The grit under his nails is stupid. Han Jisung is stupid. He can still hear his laughter, one of his big belly, by the sound of it. God, why doesn't he just pull that guy behind a rock and suck his dick already? Seungmin hopes the sand grates against his incisors for weeks to follow. A curse upon his household of uncomfortable oral sensations for generations to come seems appropriate. The salt in the air sticks to his tongue when he breathes. Sand slips between his fingers, stubbornly clinging under his nails. Somewhere to his left, a child screams and a gull shrieks. Jisung laughs through it all, unaware of how it grates on Seungmin. There's a bead of sweat falling down the back of Seungmin's shirt. He can feel it tracing his spine, like someone's finger counting vertebrae. He can't be fucked to wipe it away. The beach sucks. This all sucks. He's never coming here again, and... Seungmin, did you miss me? Do I know you? Jisung knocking his shoulder against Seungmin's is stupid, too. There's the faintest edge of white sun cream in his nail beds. Seungmin can see it clearly where Jisung's hand now rests on his knee, extremely casual and entirely oblivious to the chaos he leaves in his wake. Our frowny-faced flower, we must protect you from the sun at all costs, Jisung cries, and it's a stupid tease to get genuinely upset about, but Seungmin's fuse is short today anyway, frayed to nothing by the spit of seawater. Whoever said ocean waves are relaxing was making a very sick joke. Yeah, I'm thinking about heading back, Seungmin grumbles. He begins to haul himself up on stiff knees to collect his things. He's reaching for the ridiculous floppy hat that Felix bought for him at the town gift shop yesterday, when Jisung's hand lands on his wrist. Seungmin looks up, already raising a brow. Jisung looks handsome and nervous. His chest and neck and forehead glow with the heat. Not rosy like Seungmin, just darker, sun-kissed in a way the sun seems personally invested in. The hand on Seungmin's wrist is damp and sun-warm, smooth and buttery and smelling faintly of coconut. What? Could you help me before you go? My back? Jisung doesn't finish his sentence, like it's embarrassing to ask. Because it is. Who really needs help with this sort of thing? Only people dying for attention. A cheap little gambit to get someone's hands on you. Or so Seungmin told himself earlier, watching Jisung's face while he made small talk about the weather, borrowed someone's frisbee, dabbed a too big dollop of sunscreen on Jungin's nose, and took off sprinting down the shoreline with a joyful laugh, unafraid of tripping and falling into the ocean that they all know Jisung couldn't swim in to save his life. Seungmin looks at the bottle sticking out of his bag, ready to go, and then back at Jisung, his hand tightening and loosening on Seungmin's wrist, so warm. He wouldn't mind paying some attention to him, he supposes. If that's what Jisung is asking for, he can do him this small kindness. Guess we wouldn't want to see you burn, he sighs. Jisung grins, wide. Wider than he did for any tourist or local or whoever the hell those people were. Seungmin doesn't care, and he whips off his tank with two hands so fast he kicks up a little sand. The pale skin of Seungmin's hands is stark against Jisung's darker complexion. As his thumbs trace the gentle curves along the lines of Jisung's neck, the firm muscle of his shoulders, Jisung speaks softly, a teasing edge in his voice. Knew you'd be good at this. Always so meticulous. Someone's gonna make sure you don't burn to death, Seungmin mutters, and he can feel the corner of a smile tug at his lips despite himself. Jisung laughs quietly, just enough to warm the skin under Seungmin's hands. Oh, so you do love me. Seungmin shrugs where Jisung can't see, lowers his mouth close to Jisung's ear. Don't get used to it. He warns, but he doesn't even try to dig his fingers in a little meanly. Jisung shifts slightly, and Seungmin catches a glimpse of the grin tugging wider across his face. Oh, I think I could, he says, voice deeper than an ocean trench, always teasing, before sinking back into Seungmin's touch, allowing his weight to fall against Seungmin's, propping him up with a dramatic sigh. This rocks! It's kind of like I'm at an all-inclusive. Before Seungmin can snark about being treated like he's nothing but hotel staff, Ji-sung starts talking about how they should play cards, or maybe breaking out the frozen grapes they packed. He thinks a nap after their snacking, out of the sun, seems in order. He needs a break from his frolicking because he's afraid of skin cancer. Does Seungmin know that Australians get it a lot because of how thin the atmosphere is? He saw that in a video. He's still a little sad that his original Korean brand sunscreen got confiscated at airport security because the bottle was too big. He wasn't smart like Seungmin. He didn't check a bag. But at least Seungmin is here to share. Seungmin lets Ji-sung's chatter brush over him like a cool breeze. And if he lingers, rubbing away the white cast into Ji-sung's broad back with a little too much tenderness, biting his lip with a bit too much self-gratification, then that's no one's business but his own. Because he's leaving a little while after this anyway. Maybe in a couple of minutes, after Chun gets back with the ice cream he went to buy, or a couple of hours so he's not walking in the peak sun hours, you know? But who knows? Seungmin doesn't mind the beach that much, anyway. The end. Thank you for listening. This was Under This Weather by Magazine Soap.